All right, loser, on your knees. Now, on your knees. There you go. You know why I brought you here, don't you? Oh, you don't? Need I remind you? Well, I've been made aware that you've been fraternizing with other females. Is this true? Yes or no answer. Is this true? That's what I thought. You're such a greedy little slut. Ready to fuck anything that walks at a moment's notice. Ready to just give yourself away despite already being owned by another. You're pathetic. And I hear that this girl of yours is average in all senses of the phrase. Did you really think she could replace me? Or did you find comfort in the fact that she let you be unapologetically and pathetically you? Never mind, it doesn't matter. I have no interest in hearing about your slutty attempts at self-gratification. I know they were futile. I mean, what would she want with a pathetic little beta like you? Was she even strong and superior enough to put you in your place, like you so desperately crave? I doubt it. But you do realize I can't just let this behavior go unpunished, don't you? I mean, I can't just let you disrespect me, your master, and then walk away unscathed. No. I think you need a little refresher course in self-control and respect. Well, you can call me Professor because I've got quite the lesson planned for you. First things first, kiss my fucking feet and apologize. That's right. Bow down before me, worship my feet, and beg me for my forgiveness. Say, please, Miss Penny, I didn't mean to go astray. You're the only woman I want, and I worship you. Say it. Now, this time, say it again, with my entire foot in your fucking mouth. Please, Miss Penny, you're the only woman I want, and I worship you. Huh? What was that? I can't hear you. It's kind of muffled. Try harder. I mean, you want my forgiveness, don't you? Then say it, loud and clear. I guess that will suffice. Now stay right here on your knees while I go grab something. Don't fucking move. Good. You see this? This is a collar. Since you want to act like a dog, clearly I need to keep you on a shorter leash. Now sit still while I wrap this around your neck and secure it in place. That's better. Now these, you know what these are, don't you? These keys are your sexual freedom being stripped away from you. These keys mean you belong to me. I am your owner. I am the controller of your cock and your cum. All of it belongs to me. And until I'm certain that you know that fact, I'll be locking your cock away indefinitely. Now, put on this cage and make sure it's locked up real tight, just so you don't feel tempted to try to use it again for your own selfish pleasure. Is it on? Good. Now get on all fours. Hands on the floor, ass up in the air. Come on, you can do better than that. Arch your back. More. Poke your ass out like you're presenting it to me on a silver platter. See, there you go. Now open your mouth. I'm going to stuff it with my warm, damp panties just to silence the screaming. Why do you look so concerned? You know what's about to happen. Don't pretend like you didn't fucking ask for it by being such a greedy little bitch. What was that? I can't hear you. Does my strap-on intimidate you? Oh, you think it's too big? Tough shit. You're going to take every inch of my big plastic dick, and then you're going to thank me for it. You're going to thank me for reminding you of your place, for reminding you that you're my property. Isn't that right, greedy slut? I can't hear you. Nod your head if you're comprehending. I know sometimes that little brain of yours can be the same size as your tiny little dick. Do you understand what's about to happen? Good. I'm going to start by rubbing the tip against your tight ass. Do you feel how thick my plastic dick is? Do you think you're going to be able to take it? I can tell you like this, you know. Look at your poor little pathetic caged cock. He's throbbing, leaking with desperation. You want to take my whole dick, don't you? You want to prove to your master that you're a good pet. Look at how you're opening up for me. I mean, your ass is practically begging to be pounded. Be patient, little slut. I'm going to fuck you harder than you ever thought was possible. But first, I'm going to slide it in 1 inch at a time until you take it all 9, until you realize you're all mine. There we go. Your legs are shaking. Do you want me to stop? Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, that's right. You're my little bitch, bent over and being made into a proper little slut. The best part is that you don't get to come. Wow, you're leaking so much, you're practically forming a puddle on the floor beneath you. Look at you, such a fucking butt slut. It's such a pathetic excuse for a man. You're just my little bitch boy, here to take out all my frustrations on, here to be fucked for my own amusement. I can tell you want to come so bad. Am I hitting your prostate, baby? I found that special spot, didn't I? And I'm going to keep pushing that button until you fucking break. Until you're begging me to let you come. Until your body is convulsing from the immense amount of pleasure you're being forced to experience, despite being denied release. Until you're unequivocally mine. You know what? I think I'm bored of you. Clean up the mess you left on my floor and then leave. The keys stay with me.